Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Yesterday, we began looking at how you can correct errors in news reporting by simply writing a letter correcting the errors. However, it is important to understand why news stories are erroneous or unbalanced. The media is the chief educator for most Americans. What most people know about abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia comes from the local newspaper, television, radio, and internet news sites. With the virtually unlimited factual information available to reporters on the internet, or simply by contacting National Right to Life or one of our state affiliates, there should be no reason for glaring errors in news reports. Yet the errors continue, making it frustrating for pro-lifers who are vigilant about sharing the facts truthfully. By politely yet directly correcting an unbalanced or erroneous story in your local paper or local broadcast, you help to educate your friends and neighbors. When writing a letter, remember to back up your assertions with documentation. One great resource for documentation is National Right to Life's website. You can log on to our website at www.nrlc.org. Be sure to clearly cite the error when sending in your correction. When writing your letters, it is important to understand why reporters write incorrect stories and how best to approach them. Usually, reporters who get the story wrong fall into three major categories: the pro-abortion advocate, the reporter who simply cannot be wrong, at least in his eyes, and the reporter who doesn't do a thorough job because he is too rushed or simply doesn't have enough time to thoroughly research the topic. In today's increasingly shrinking newsrooms, the latter is far more likely to happen. The pro-abortion advocate may be someone who has had an abortion or participated in an abortion. She believes the lies told by pro-abortion groups. She has to believe in order to keep grief and anger at bay. To think otherwise is to admit that she made a grievous mistake that cost a human life. The errors these reporters make are often the most difficult to correct without the help of an editor or two, because these reporters don't want to admit that they are wrong. We have to be compassionate toward reporters for this reason. We don't know their personal histories regarding abortion. Keep the tone of your letter gracious and compassionate. Reporters need to know that we care about them as people. The reporter who doesn't necessarily have an agenda may make a mistake for any number of reasons. He was given facts by a pro-abortion group and took them at face value. Sometimes errors are made because of a lack of understanding of our issue or a lack of research. Or he may be the kind of reporter who thinks he knows all the answers and is arrogant enough to assume that he is right. We've experienced this at National Right to Life, where the reporter was clearly in the wrong, but he didn't like being wrong, and he certainly didn't like National Right to Life telling him he was wrong. Regardless of the reason why a story is incorrect, it is important for pro-lifers to respond to all inaccuracies with truth and gentleness. Paper and pen have been instrumental in promoting many noble causes, and no more noble a cause has existed than that of the right to life. With your faithfulness, we will continue to challenge the media's assumptions about our issue. For more information on this or other issues, visit our website at nrlc.org. And don't forget, if you've missed any episodes of Pro-Life Perspective this week, you can access them at prolifeperspective.com. In addition to audio, we post resource links for each episode to help you find the information you need right at your fingertips with the click of a mouse. We've also archived many episodes of Pro-Life Perspective that you can search and listen to. Again, that website is prolifeperspective.com. And if you have any questions or comments, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org. We'll be right back.